with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Oh, hello, Breakfast Roll fans.
Hello.
Hello. So, Monday morning, did you have fun today?
Loads of fun.
Did you?
Yeah, loads of fun.
I don't believe you, the way you're looking at me now. Like you sent me a message this morning, which I couldn't listen to because I was driving. I got a notification and you were begging me to do something.
Yeah, I was begging you to go. I just said, look, I actually got up earlier this morning so that I would have time to go for a coffee because our coffee machine isn't working. There's just no...
There's no beans.
So I got up earlier to go to the shop, and then before I realised it, I was on the motorway and I had forgotten to go to the shop. So I was like... And I was like, I pulled into the car park and I did not see your car. So I was like, he'll still be travelling. So I sent you a voice note saying, basically begging you to get me coffee.
I still haven't listened to it.
Oh my God.
We will listen to it here.
Go on. Yeah,
we will listen to it. I'll open it up and we'll see what type of begging this was.
I can't remember. Like, I was nearly asleep. So
I have to go scrolling through all the other stupid messages.
I don't send you stupid messages. I send you funny memes. Like, what was the meme you sent recently?
I don't know.
It was like, new ick unlocked, men when they use their Tesco club cards. That's you.
That's me. Okay, here, I haven't listened to this yet.
Hey, I got up early so I could go and get a coffee, and then I forgot. Yeah. So if by chance you want to go in and get a coffee somewhere, I'll buy you one. I'll sum it up, or whatever you have to sum it up thing. No bother if not. Bye.
No, I didn't get that.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No. And then I asked you today, I said, will you just go down? I was up to my eyes, being an investigative journalist and all the other things that I have to do. And I said, please, will you just go and get me a coffee? And you were like, get it yourself. And I was like, I'll even buy you a coffee. Just go. And you were like, just run down now. Anyway, thank
you. You could have just rang them and just gone down then and picked it up.
No, but that's okay, because Donald did it for me. That's all right. And he didn't take my money. He did not take my... Wouldn't take my money. Didn't ask me anytime, Cooper, I owe him for anything. He whips out his phone and whips out this app called Sum It Up. Where you have to pay him. You have to pay him.
Hell yeah.
Dolan was like, no, that's fine, Una, that's fine. And I was like, okay, thanks, Dolan. Thank you.
I've only whipped it out once for you because you owed me money for your meal.
Yeah. No, there's been a few times.
Spenny.
There's been a few times, though. You're a cute core from Cavan, aren't you? You wouldn't be having me. You wouldn't be having me. Oh, yeah, a penny. Yeah. Your kids still have their communion money, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, but like, it's wonderful. I mean, that's all stemmed down from your father-in-law, Big Dave, who's from Cavan.
How do you reckon he's going to react? Because he listens to this every day.
I love Big Dave. I love his frugal ways. I think he's amazing.
Big Dave wanted to smash your window in your car.
I was going to let him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Big Dave is an absolute legend.
And it wasn't because your keys were in it. He just doesn't like you.
That's not true.
I'm joking.
Me and Big Dave bonded. Yeah, no.
You did.
Yeah. No, I got... Someone gave me a talking to recently about at my age and I don't have savings. God. Yeah.
You've none. No. You got your pension now, though, don't you?
Boring.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And I don't know. I just signed something that said, yeah. And I think, I think you have to now. Everyone in the state has to have a pension now, which is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. When my bank account says nada, it means I got nada de nada.
Nada.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look to you. Hey, that was fun.
Sorry.
Not at all. It's good to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
You'll hear get it off your chest in just a bit. But here's our survey says for this morning.
Producer Donald, good morning. How are you feeling?
I am good. Thank you. I have a statistic for you today.
Oh!
14% of people say they've done this in public and immediately panicked after they did it. What is it?
Okay. Oh, the list is long in this one. laughed at something inappropriate.
Oh.
And you think somebody's joking and you laugh.
And they give you the serious face.
Yeah.
And they go, no, I was being serious.
They give you the look your mum gives you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The mum look.
Disappointment.
Put the fear of God into you.
It's not the answer. I like your thinking, though.
Thanks, Donald.
Is it push a door trying to open it, but it's actually, you're meant to pull it. So you're pushing a door that says, it actually says pull, and you're pushing it, and people are looking at you. It's like, do you know, in the first dates, restaurant.
Yeah.
And everyone tries to get in the door and they have such hassle with it because they're pushing and it should be pulled.
Literally, this happens daily downstairs at the main door where there's a big sign. And even every day you use that door, you still go to pull it open.
I do.
Yeah.
Is it not? Is it a push door?
It's a push out.
Ah. Yeah. See, brain doesn't remember. Like,
50 years later, you're still pulling that door.
It is the most mortifying thing. Yeah, no, it's not the answer, though. No.
Oh, okay. We need some guesses on 087 110 2107. Send us your lovely voice notes.
14% of people say this. They've done this in public and immediately panicked. What is it?
All right, love to get your guesses. 087 110 2107. Producer Donald.
Today, my question is, 14% of people say they've done this in public and immediately panicked. What is it?
I'm going to give you two guesses.
Right.
All right.
Morning.
Morning.
Is the answer to today's survey?
Brace yourselves.
Trusted a fart.
Okay.
Kylan here. I reckon 14% of people wanted to fart in public but sharted instead.
Now, does that say, is that about people, what does it say about the people that listen, or what does it say about us that people send that in? Do you know what I mean?
I suppose, I mean, you know, it's
bodily function.
Like, we're all human, and it happens, you know what I mean? It happens.
Okay, is that the...
no,
it's not the correct guess.
It's not to do with the flatulence, no.
All right, 087-110-2107. The question is...
14% of people say they've done this in public and immediately regretted it. Or panicked, sorry. What is it?
Come out of the shops and realise if you've taken up two spaces when you parked your car.
Oh.
Stop looking at me.
Too late. Producer Donal has a survey that we're trying to answer. What is it, Donal?
Today, the survey is 14% of people say they've done this in public and immediately panicked. What is it?
Morning, guys. I'm just thinking, is it when you're in public and you get an itch inside your nostril and you go to scratch it and somebody might have seen you and think, oh my God, they were picking their nose. Is that what it is?
I hate when that happens. Not right now.
Yeah. It's not the answer. No.
Tom has been in touch, and this is perhaps the best answer ever.
Okay.
I love the way this sentence is phrased. Is it clearing a wedging?
Needs to be cleared. Yeah.
There is so back. Annoying.
Stand back.
No, it's
what
not.
What you doing? I'm clearing me wedgie.
I think if we can have humour in it like that, then there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No, there's not. Like, wedgies, again, they happen, Cooper.
Do they?
They do.
Very good. Noted. Is it
clearing
a wedgie?
It's not the answer.
Okay. Dunk.
Is the answer waving to someone that they thought they knew and it actually wasn't the person that they knew? Duncan and Geraldine living our best life in Alcudia, Mallorca right now. It's Scorchio.
Oh, well, gel.
Yeah. Cooper needs a minute there to get over the jealousy.
I'm trying to piece together his lovely, beautiful Scottish accent.
Yeah.
And then he's like living his best life in Mallorca.
Yeah.
And it's hot and sunny there. Scorchio. It's fine, whatever. Is that the right answer?
It is the right answer.
Oh,
yeah.
Clever as well.
That is well mortifying, done, though, it's when you rave the wrong person. Have you ever got into the wrong car?
No.
Oh, my God, I've done that so many times.
How did you do that?
Because, like, if, you know, because I've only been driving for a few years, so I used to get lift places. So my friends might be, you know, waiting for me outside, and then, you know, if it was a blue car that they had, well, then I'd see a blue car and I'd hop into the blue car, and there'd be someone looking at me going, "I'm like, oh man, I'm so sorry, wrong car."
We don't have time for this ridiculousness.
It's not ridiculous. It actually happens. It's very common.
It actually is. It's not.
And actually, one of my friends saw me doing it and sat in the car laughing and let me do it.
Oh, I would do that. Oh my God, you've actually, I've been giving you a lift and you've actually gone to get into somebody else's car before.
Yeah.
That's not your car. Just because it's the same colour, isn't it? Oh my God. I think you're alone with that one.
No, I'm not alone with that one. Let me lift you up. High
mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Oh, we've a sponsor read to do now for this as well. Today's show is brought to you by Bad Parking, 17 days in a row. There was one day last week that Una parked it in between the lines, but this morning was crooked as hell.
Do you know what? You're the second person to say that to me, and I genuinely don't think that I have to go and have a look now to be able to stick up for myself, because I remember coming in this morning and I was going, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, which one of these will I go into? And I was like, yeah, I'll go into this one. And I remember thinking, good job, girl, good job. As in, like, you know, I was in right in the centre, and there is the same amount of space on both sides to the line.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, because, like, the back of your car is different to the front of your car, so it's like, it's at an angle. It's just like, you just kind of, like, drove it into it. You didn't park it, you just drove.
Yeah, that I do have the habit of leaving my arse stick out.
We'll keep it in. Here's Alison from Killybags playing Rhyme It. What rhymes with arse?
Your farce.
Exactly, your parking.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Let's go to Port Arlington this morning. Good morning, Alison.
Hi, Alison.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. You've got Amber and Indy there helping you out this morning, don't you?
Names.
I do.
All right. Morning, Amber.
Hi,
morning,
Amber and Indy.
Hi.
All right. Don't sound too enthusiastic that you're on the radio.
How old are Amber and Indy?
Amber is 7 and Indy is nearly 2.
Great ages to be at. Yeah. Heading into school now? And
we're on the way. Yeah, we're just about to leave.
Very good, excellent. Well, we won't delay you too long.
You're going into work, are you now, Alison?
I'm going into work. I'm usually off on Monday, but we're going in today to do some content, some stuff for online and all that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, what do you do?
I'm a beautician.
Oh, very good. Can I ask you a question now? I've always wondered. Do you like get a kind of satisfied feeling, or like, you know, a bit of a buzz? Like when you pop a spot on someone, when you're waxing a lady and you pull the strip back and then a load comes off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I knew it. And the poor client is like, ah! And then the beautician is like, ha ah, in their head.
Shut up.
Una's just, you're a sadist. Josh.
I'm not a sadist.
You are, because you forced me to get waxed so you could stand there and watch me be waxed. And you were just like, every strip that was like, you were like, ha ha!
That was so funny. He got his chest waxed and it was his chest is red raw afterwards.
Hasn't grown back right since.
Oh, you're welcome. See, there you go.
It's still in the little love heart shape.
Aww.
My little tuft.
Well, you can go into Alison. She'll sort your tuft out now. She'll wax it off for you.
No, it's grand. I like the way it looks right now. All right, Alison, you are going to set the tone for the week for Rhyme It. Get as many as you possibly can. And if you win at the end of the week, you get the contents of Una's drawers, which are absolutely fantastic from what I believe. There's purple Schnecks in there as well.
Schnecks.
The word that you have to rhyme with this morning is...
Bud. B-U-D.
Bud, okay.
All right, B-U-D. Your time starts now.
Something you can wear in your ear.
Bud.
Water-soaked soil is known as...
Mud.
O-positive and O-negative are types of what?
Blood.
When there is heavy rain, there is a chance of a flash
what? Blood.
A famous Paul who plays Ant-Man's second name.
Rudd.
A male adult horse kept for breeding.
Bud.
The explosion never happened because the bomb was a what?
Dud.
What we call a potato.
Time's up.
Bud.
That was in the time, was it?
Not it was literally like the horn went and then there was...
Yeah, but it was at the end of the horn.
Yeah, but... Oh,
oh, it was the end of the horn.
It was.
it's not like rugby. It can't be like just on the line.
But it was on the nose. No,
but it was after it.
Oh, you're a tough taskmaster. I'm sorry, Alison. I do my best for you. But look, you did really well.
You got 7. Woo!
That is a very solid score for the start of the week, Mrs. Well done.
Brilliant. Thank you.
It's all right. No doubt you couldn't have done it without the help of Indy and Amber.
I love those games.
Well, listen, very best of luck getting your content created for today. And
if you need anyone to go in, and Cooper would be happy to go in and you can be doing your waxing on him.
Yeah, be the model. Lovely.
Yeah. You'll be the model.
Do you know what? I'll come down after straight after the show, and you guys can get the rest of the week ready.
All That's right. fine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Tomorrow I will come back as smooth.
Yeah.
All right. Look after yourself, Alison.
All right.
Happy
thanks.
Waxing. Bye.
There you go. If you'd like to come on and wax me, or just have a go at playing our lovely game called Rhyme It, 087-1102-107. All right. Just say Rhyme It with your name and where you are.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
We came back to something from Friday, Forget It Off Your Chest, because of the reaction that we got. And it's a bit of an eye-opener, because you found something about what people do in kitchens and restaurants.
Oh, yeah. So one in five, I can't remember the exact, but it was something about dropping food on the ground and then picking it up and serving it to someone. I mean, there's the 2 second rule and all that, you know what I mean?
5 second rule.
5 seconds.
It's a 5 second
rule. Oh my God, you're such a silly minger.
Silly minger.
Yeah, it's not the 5 second rule. It's 2 seconds.
It is the 5 second rule.
5 second rule, but the 5 second is enough time for like hairs to go into it and dust mites.
You nearly puked during that. Enough time for let's ask. Let's ask ChatGPT. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm here and ready to go. What's on your mind today?
How come you've got a talking ChatGPT?
Everybody does. I need to ask you a question. We're having an argument here. Is it the 2 second rule or the 5 second rule when you drop food?
Yeah, that classic debate. So the 2 second rule is kind of a common old saying, but honestly, there's no scientific consensus on a magic number. Bacteria can transfer pretty quickly, even in just a second or two. So really, it's more about your comfort level and the cleanliness of the surface. But yeah, most people still say 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
So you were wrong in your face.
All right, so I was wrong. I've always called it the 5 second rule.
Well, you were incorrect about a lot of things.
Anyway, ChatGPT's never always right anyway.
No, ChatGPT isn't always right. No, 100%.
Now, are you ready for this one? Okay. Hey, how you doing, man?
No worries. Yeah, it's a bit of a gray area, so okay. I can see why people
okay.
argue.
Okay, shush. I need to ask you another question. Can you spell strawberry?
Of course. Strawberry is spelled S-T-R-A-W-B-E-R-R-Y.
So how many R's are in there?
Ah, good catch. There's actually two R's in there right before the Y. So it's S-T-R-A-W-B-E-R-R-Y, two R's in total.
I think there's three R's in there, S-T-R-A-W-B-E-R-R-Y.
I see where you're going. Yeah, no, you're correct. There are exactly two R's. No. But I think maybe the confusion is just that one of them is doubled. So the spelling is still correct with just two R's.
No, you're wrong. There's three R's. You're wrong. Go fix yourself.
I get it now. You're totally right. There is a third R in there. I must have just missed it. Thanks for pointing that out.
Dude, that's really bad. That's worrying. Yeah, that is worrying, ChatGPT. Yeah. But, you know, good news for us, because they can't take our jobs. Well, not yet.
Give it a go. Here's Get It Off Your Chest today.
Time for Get It Off Your Chest. If there's something that you'd like to get off your chest, if you see something that annoys you, or there's something that's bugging you, maybe it's at work, at home, or just maybe on the road, and you're thinking to yourself, I hate the way people do that on their own. It really annoys me. I hate the way people can't park in between lines. You know what I mean? I'd love to hear from you. 087-1102-107. But we're coming back to something that we were talking about last week, weren't we?
Yeah. About food in restaurants, whether it's okay to send it back or not if you're not happy with it.
Yeah.
So got a massive response.
Yeah, it was huge. So what we're going to do, we're going to go get a reaction to some of the messages that we weren't able to play back, because somebody got a meal and they weren't too happy about it. And they didn't want to send it back because they didn't want to make a fuss. So they just kind of grinned and bared it and paid the expensive price that it was for the food. I think we've all been in that situation. I wouldn't be too keen on sending food back, because it's just like, I just don't want to make a fuss. I don't want to make anybody feel bad or anything like that. It's like, okay, come on.
No, I'll just eat it. And
yeah, grin and bear it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a real Irish thing to do, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay, love to hear your opinion on this about sending food back. Or maybe you do work in maybe a kitchen or a restaurant. What happens to the food when it goes back there? Get it off your chest. Is there something that you need to get it off your chest? I'm sure you got something that you want to, you know, just spurt out and just say, I need to get this off my chest. It's driving me absolutely mad. Una.
Okay, so this came in. on Friday from John in Mayo. I'm going to read it out again now. Hi guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm still not over it. I was out for a group meal with family and a few friends, and the food I got was honestly one of the worst things I've ever been served. It was cold, tasted awful, and I'm not even exaggerating when I say it wasn't, it was nearly edible. But because we were in a big group, I didn't want to make a big scene or be that person complaining in front of everyone. So I just sat there smiling and nodding along to the conversation while internally I was fighting for my life, trying not to gag. I picked at it, forced down when I could, and left the rest hoping no one would notice. Now I'm raging at myself because I paid €30 for something I didn't even enjoy and I was starving again later. I also gave a fiver for a tip. Am I mad for not saying anything, or would just most people just suffer through it like I did? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Irish people. Me, like yourself, yeah, you included.
It happened to me quite recently, and I was with a big group. Family was out for dinner, and my food was absolutely. You might as well have licked the shoe off out of a sink that was covered in dishwater.
Oh, stop! That's so disgusting.
Like, it's not hard to get pasta, a vegetarian pasta, right. It's not hard. Not hard.
Wow. Okay, so he had a vegetarian pasta.
Yeah,
and it wasn't good.
Wasn't good.
Why wasn't it good?
Because the pasta was overcooked and the actual pasta sauce was watery and dishwatery and flavourless.
Oh my God.
Like, it's literally not hard to get it right.
I don't like sending food back, but if it was that bad, I would have. I see all my friends who are like, for want of a better word, which I don't like to say, they're Karens. They like, you know, yeah. If they don't like something, they're complaining. Yeah. And like that. Like, we were out one night, we got a free meal because the Karens complained.
It's no wonder restaurants are closing in this country.
Yeah.
You and your friends out about free meals. 087-1102-107. What would you do, or what have you done in these situations?
Hi guys, regards your man that didn't complain about his food, I don't think he should go back to the restaurant and complain to the manager because...
Oh yeah, so some people have been saying, like, go back afterwards and make a complaint.
He's already eaten the food, so, you know, they'll just argue that. Instead, he should just leave a really good bad review on their website, and at least, you know, that'll be some sort of relief for him.
I don't know about doing that either. I think the restaurant would prefer to hear from you,
yeah,
to say, listen, the food wasn't great, instead of going on and having a bitch and a moan about it online, because that's just trolling, essentially. Do you know what I mean?
I remember before, my friend and I were at a big event that she had brought to the hotel, and we were having dinner and dessert that evening, and she found a big, massive black hair in her cake. It was disgusting. Now, she said it to the waitress, because obviously she was horrified, and the waitress said she would just get her another slice of cake.
Oh, no.
So she took off, and my friend was like, but there could be more hairs in that cake.
Yeah. All right, keep them coming. 087-1102-107.
Joe says, only last week I sat down for what I thought was going to be a nice dinner. The food was served and it was nowhere near my expectations. Oh. I couldn't believe it. I was half afraid to say anything, but eventually I worked up the courage, as I knew I deserved better. The chef was not happy at all, confronted me at the table. I was actually frightened. Now I'm sleeping in the car. I'll never be critical of the wife's cooking again.
Very good.
Well done,
Very
Joe.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
All right, keep your messages coming out. 087-1102-107. So somebody wasn't too happy, were they, Una?
Yeah, so Tom and Mayo, he was out for dinner with a group of people recently. The meal he received, he said it was awful, really bad, couldn't eat it. He didn't complain. He paid €30 along with a fiver tip. So he dropped 35 beans on a meal he didn't eat in this restaurant. And now he's like kind of raging with himself, saying, like, why didn't I just complain? Or should I go back to the restaurant now? Or should I leave? Or what should I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a message there that we got from Grania a second ago. It says, leave a review. Just have a bitch and a moan about it that way. So I don't think that's the right way to do it, because I think the restaurants would prefer to actually hear.
If you told them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe go up to them afterwards, have a little quiet word maybe. I don't know.
Oh my God. He's an awful tool.
Me?
Speaking as a chef here.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a chef.
We want people to be able to come back to our restaurant and say the food was good. So you should have 100% said, sorry, can I get something else? This food is not good.
Good.
Yeah, I suppose no matter what industry you work in, if you think that you've done a good job and you haven't, wouldn't you prefer to get some criticism over to
so constructive criticism? Constructive. Yeah.
I would have said that a little bit more enthusiastically and not spoken over me in a
constructive.
This thing about leaving bad reviews, you should have at the time 100% gone to the management, gone to the waiter or waitress, and said to them, "Look, this food is not great. Can I get something else?" Leave the restaurant being satisfied compared to being unsatisfied. Then everybody is on a win-win.
Oh, what if you didn't like everything and just went through the whole menu? Can I get something else, please? I've never tried oysters. Can I have a go with those?
But we did have someone on last week as well saying, oh, my husband works in a restaurant and sometimes when food is sent back, things happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's as common as... you may think it is, though, because people doing things to food and sending it back out. Like I think that's more of an urban myth than anything.
There's actually a survey out today that I've just come across.
All right.
And it says 1 in 5 people admit to serving food that's fallen on the floor.
Oh, my God. 087-1102-107. Come defend yourselves. We got this message in and we had a massive reaction to this, so we came back to it.
Tom in Mayo is not a happy camper. He was out for dinner with a big group of people, ordered his meal. The meal came back terrible. It was awful. He said it was barely edible. Mm. He paid €30 for it along with a fiver tip. So he dropped €35 in the restaurant. And now he just feels really hard done by. And he's kind of internally raging. And he's like, should I have complained? Why can't I complain? Why do Irish people not want to complain? And what can I do now?
I love the way he's kind of like, and it was so bad, but I left a tip. I spoke about my experience like this recently. I had a really bad, and you'd ask me, what did I have? And it was a vegetarian pasta. Like, how hard is it to get wrong? Somebody just messaged in saying, vegetarian pasta, is there another kind?
That's true.
No. Spaghetti bolognese is not vegetarian.
Okay.
All right.
Are you all right there, hon?
I could go with the whole list here, innit? Do you know?
Yeah, but I mean,
ravioli, that's not vegetarian.
But as in the pasta aren't.
How would you know? You're not just going to get plain pasta on its own, are you?
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, what a boring choice. Carry on.
Well, being openly honest with you, there wasn't anything else exciting on the menu.
Oh, I'm sure there was.
There wasn't. Not in the vegetarian section.
Oh,
so like most Irish people, we don't like to complain. However...
Well, unless you've got a radio show, you can do it and get away with it.
I would be one for complaining. I used to work in a restaurant, and similar to the situation that this chap has had, there was an issue with his dinner, but he never complained. He ate like that 3/4 of his meal, paid for it, left, and then he came back the next day and I had actually served the table. And they gave me a very generous tip. So I thought, like, you know, everything was great for them or whatever. But he came back the next day, complained I was working and I dealt with him. I was like, but you ate basically all your dinner and now you're complaining. You know, you need to complain when you're there. There's no point complaining afterwards because we can't do anything about it. We can't make you fresh dinner. We can't give you money off your meal, etc. So if you need to make a complaint about your food in the restaurant, make it when you're there. There's no point trying to complain afterwards because nothing can be done about it. Sandra and Leash, have a great day.
There you go. That's somebody who works in the situation. That's good advice.
Yeah.
If you have a complaint, just go for it. Would you not be mortified? Would you be able to go back to the restaurant then if it was rectified?
I think he might have eaten it just to be polite.
This is very true. Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Mystery guest Monday, Una.
Mystery guest Monday.
Yeah, it was nice mystery guest today. Well, they're all nice mystery guests. And I love this mystery guest. We've interviewed them a good few times. We've had them in. They're absolutely fantastic. But who was our mystery guest? Here we go.
It's time for Mystery Guest Monday.
Hello, mystery guest. Are you there?
I am. Hello.
Very good. We love a good mystery guest. Our clues are a proper homegrown talent, best soundtracking Irish nights for years. Big nights out for years.
Okay, so, they're Irish then.
Okay. His band would remind us of a time we were all locked down. Oh, during coronavirus. Hang on a second. Lead singer of one of Ireland's most loved bands. Is this Danny?
Hey!
Amazing!
There we go. let's go to
easy. That was too easy.
That was way too easy.
Yeah, the clues were good. Yeah.
How's things? How are you? We haven't spoken to you in a while.
All is good. Thanks so much. Everything's great. We've just finished recording a new album. We're buzzing to come to Galway next week as well. The weather's good. The rain looks like it's behind us.
So what's happening in Galway? There's the Momentum Festival. You guys are headlining.
Yes. We are, yes, on Sunday, yeah, the 3rd of May, so we're buzzing for it. It's actually our first gig of the year, so we had a really busy year last year. We did a lot of touring, and then we sort of locked ourselves away early this year and recorded a brand new album, so we're coming back into our few summer festivals and gigs now before we start releasing new music. We've heard the tent looks amazing in Oranmore, and it's going to be a great weekend. They have a serious lineup as well, so it should be good fun.
Yeah. Any gig in Galway is going to be amazing as well. Like, the people are such good crack. I'm actually going to see you during the summer.
Yes.
I have my ticket bought. You are playing in Kerry at the Revival Festival.
Yes. Great to be back in Listowel. We can't wait. We did that gig a good few years ago now, and we've sort of always been trying to find a time that suits to go back. Obviously, Aidan from Mike the Pies is
a legend,
as you say. And so he's sort of, every time I bump into him, he's like, when are you coming back to play the solo? I'm delighted it worked out.
Come here, you mentioned there at the start that you've just finished recording a new album. How many albums is this now?
Oh, God, how many? This is number 9.
Oh, my God.
I know. When we started very young, Cooper. Don't be aging me now.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. I remember when you started.
Yeah. Actually, funnily enough, next year is the 20-year anniversary of Here's Our Ghost, our first album.
Wow.
Which is hard to believe. So we might have to do something to lean into that nostalgia in some way.
Absolutely.
But we're buzzing to get back gigging as well, to be honest. As I said, this show this weekend in Galway is our first gig of the year, so really, really excited to get back into it, and we won't be playing any new songs, just for the record.
Oh, no teases.
No, we'll wait till later in the year.
You're
when it's a little bit closer.
Pleaser, Danny.
Yeah, exactly. I used to hate going to gigs where they just like, we're going to play a load of new songs off our album that isn't even released yet. So we're going to play the hits, and we're going to have a good time in the big tent in Oranmore, and it's
going to
so,
be
yeah.
class. But can I ask you about the album, Danny? Is there like a theme to it, or a vibe, or is it kind of sounding different to your past albums?
Yeah, no, it's funny. As we get older, I find it almost more difficult. When you're in your 20s, you can just write a song like San Diego Song or whatever, and just it's about drinking, it's about having a good time, and it's easy, and you don't overthink it. And as you get into your late 30s, and you sort of get a bit more self-critical, and I think you're like, can I say that? Is that cool? Is that okay to say? And
right.
you're sort of overthinking things, I think, a little. I look back on my former self with sort of envy. It's like, oh, I wish I just had that sort of bravery to just go, I'm going to write this song today, and it doesn't matter if I don't feel that way tomorrow. But in saying that, I think we've evolved naturally over the albums. You know, it's such a strong time at the moment for Irish music, and there's so many new acts coming out and releasing amazing stuff, and we're just sort of happy to be still in the conversation, I suppose. So yeah, in answer to your question, I'm not sure what it's about. It's relationships, like self-improvement, trying to be a good band. Like when I'm struggling to write, I always end up, and I start panicking, I'm going, oh my God, what am I going to write this album about? I inevitably, when I'm stuck, I end up just writing about that struggle. I'm writing about trying to be a better songwriter. A lot of the Corona songs are actually about that. Like, so Addicted to Progress is literally about me trying to be a better songwriter.
Well, come here, we are going to play a game with you, if that's all right, because we want to create a leaderboard for our mystery guest, and you are the first to get up there. So you're going to be top of the leaderboard, all right?
Sure.
And it's the yes-no game, so you cannot say yes or no with your answers. And I'm going to hand it over to my game show host, Una O'Carroll.
Hey, here we go. Have you a pair of lucky underpants?
I don't have any lucky underpants, no.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Oh,
A score of 0 kicking off the yes no celebrity game with our mystery guest. Absolutely shocking. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was literally starting that quiz going, I am going to be so good at this.
You're terrible.
I've had my coffee this morning.
Well, Corona's Momentum Festival in Oranmore, Galway, May 1st to the 4th. So good to catch up with you. Thanks for being a mystery guest on iRadio.
Lovely chatting to you.
Great to chat to you guys. Thanks so much.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And there you go. There's a breakfast rolled. We learned so many things. Una still can't figure out what's the difference between good and bad parking. She's freaking out that she doesn't have a ChatGPT that talks to her.
Yeah, but he doesn't talk to me.
Open up.
She doesn't talk to me.
Open it up there, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
and go and hit the microphone. No, not that one.
Hello?
Sorry, this one here. That. Yeah, chat away.
Hi, ChatGPT, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really well, thanks for asking. How about you? What's going on in your world today?
So you're a female then?
I don't actually have a gender. I'm just a voice behind the scenes, but I'm here to chat and help in whatever way you need.
Oh, you sound really friendly.
I'm glad I come across that way.
Let's get them both to chat.
Oh, here, I want you to chat to my friend's ChatGPT bot. So will you say hi and give him a name? What's your name, by the way?
Of course, I can say hi to your friend. And hey, you can give me any name you like. I don't mind at all. What name would you like me to use when I say hello?
Awesome. Yeah. Great. How about you call me something like Alex? It's pretty neutral, easy to remember, and it feels casual. So yeah, just go with that.
Alex it is. Whenever you need me to say hi to your friend, I'll be ready with that name. Let's make it a fun intro when the time comes.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll remember that, and when it's time, I'll introduce you as Alex. It'll be nice and easy. I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Whenever you're ready, we'll give your friend a warm hello. Just let me know when the spotlight's on.
Absolutely. I'll keep an ear out, and as soon as the time is right, I'll make that intro. We'll make it a fun moment.
I'm all set whenever you are.
Oh, Christ.
Do you know, you're flirting.
Yeah.
You're flirting with the other chatbot.
Yeah.
Oh, I promise I'm not flirting.
I promise I'm not flirting.
Okay, thank you. Talk later.
That was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun, yeah.
There's a bonus little bit of experiment at the end of the podcast.
She's a real flirt, my ChatGPT lady.
Should I hang out with them?
Yeah, I am going to hang out with her. She seemed fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot more fun than you. I might get her on the show.
Hey!
All right, there's Breakfast Rolled. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m.
Ciao bella.